It's day two here at team headquarters in Oakland as we bring you our coverage of Warriors training camp fueled by Gatorade. I'm Lawrence Scott, and on this Wednesday, we got the opportunity to talk with the reigning back-to-back MVP about his offseason and getting back to action here at camp.
What are some of the things you can get out of the early part of a training camp?
Get in shape, just get the camaraderie and flow and just vibe of a new year. It's obviously this year it's especially important with the new roster, so we want to be able to lock in every single day, learn a little bit about each other as we go along. Individually get your rhythm back competitively, but set the tone for the year because, it's a nine-month grind, and how you start will dictate how you finish.
How is it different, off-season workouts and training camp action?
You work out in the summers with the intensity and the game speed that you know is going to be necessary when training camp practice games start. But there's no better simulation of real live action than getting with all 15 guys in training camp, 20 guys, and just competing. Because it means something more, once you put the practice jersey on and get out there and play.
What are some of the ways that you're seeing the new guys get acclimated to the squad here?
It's really, I think for us and our identity and how we play, it's really easy to gel and to transition in. Whether it's KD, whether it's D-West, whether it's Zaza, JaVale, you name it, everybody knows how we play, and I think everybody wants to play that style. We got a lot of high character guys that understand what it is to be a part of a team. And I think that helps.
Warriors forward Andre Iguodala also addressed the media today here at camp. Let's listen in.
Andre, are you able to get any slight feel even for kind of what things are going to be like even Saturday?
I think so. Just playing basketball and the way we play. Ball always finds the right guy in the right position, so just trusting in it. And we have the majority of the guys been in the system already, so it's just like picking up where we left off. And easy.
The new guys like David and Zaza and KD so far fitting in about as well as you thought they would.
I wasn't surprised. They are all ahead of the curve, I would say. Big to big tandem is hard for guys first coming in the league, but when you got veterans, pick right up, they know where to be. A lot of the things are basic fundamentals, and those are fundamentally sound guys. That's how they've been in this league for so long, so they picked it right up.
So at some point, you're going to be like a point guard on the floor, and you'll have Steph and KD and Clay and Draymond. As a guy who likes to pass, what do you think that would feel like, having that amount of wealth at your disposal?
It'd be a lot of fun. Seeing how the defense is going to react, looking to be aggressive and penetrate and making them make a decision, like pick your poison. And everybody's been split up a little bit the first couple days, and I found Zaza out a couple times. He's in the right spot, and he knows where to swing it, and Draymond knows where to swing it, so it's going to be scary when they actually get together at the same time.
How do you think that lineup could work?
Underrated, and then when people see it, they're gonna be like, "Whoa!" Either you're gonna say, we need a lot of work to do, or it's gonna be, kind of scary. We miss a lot with Bogut, but at the same time, it's more length than it looks. KD's 7 feet tall, and Draymond's an excellent defender. Steph's taller than the average point guard, and Clay's a 6'7" two guard, which is a big two guard. So we got a lot of length.
Is the block shot number maybe a little overrated?
I don't think so. People were kind of scared to go down there, and Bogut did an excellent job for us, but at the same time, we had a lot of fouls. We fouled a lot. That was probably the only area where our opponent beat us in getting to the foul line. I think that'll change a little bit with KD as well, so we got to foul a little bit less more and get to the line a little bit more.
Steve was saying yesterday how you guys don't have a huge playbook. He kind of likes to let you guys play off feel and off instincts on the court. Does that help when you're trying to integrate new guys and you're just kind of playing off of your understanding of the game instead of having to try to learn a whole new set of plays?
You got both sides of it. For the younger guys, it's a little tougher to pick up because there's not as much teaching because we're just flowing out there. And right. We're always in the right place at the right time, where they're always, you know, a couple steps behind trying to figure things out. And you got to show them tape and slow it down for them a little bit. So we got a little bit of both. And we got a good assistant coaches who are working along at a good pace.
What was your reaction? Such a strength, your second unit, such a strength for this team the past two seasons. With so many new faces, you're kind of the guy that bridges the starters to that unit. What do you expect from your depth?
I think our second unit will be better, actually. You know, we lost more space, and we lost Barbosa, who was big for us. Ian Clark is playing with a lot of confidence right now. He's coming into his own. It feels like he belongs in the NBA now. He's got some more confidence. I think he's missed one shot in training camp the first 2 days. So we're looking forward to him to being a great spot-up shooter, looking to create. David West has been really smart. He's going to make life easier for Sean Livingston and myself defensively. So we still got a lot of weapons, a lot of guys coming to play. Kevon Looney hasn't quite picked it up yet because this is the first time he's played basketball in a long time. He's trying to get his win, but I played with him this summer, and he's better than people think.
How important is this time, like, in terms of the chemistry? Because you guys are going to have a different feel, a different personality this season because of some of the guys you lost and the guys you gained. How important is this time?
Yeah, it's very important. Funny, I just talked to Mo Spates yesterday, and I was saying how I was, who am I going to talk to on the bench? You know, he was kind of my go-to guy, so I'm going to be missing him from that aspect. But we got a bunch of good guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got good guys, and our front office does a good job of not only evaluating talent, but evaluating our personalities and how guys fit into our culture.
How about McCaw? You mentioned the bench and a lot of guys. How's he looking? Is it too early to even know with a rookie like that?
No, you can tell with him. He's a smart player. You know, he knows how to play the game. He's going to play. He's going to get in there. With him, you got to get him to consistent and get him to understand how important consistency is. And you know, even though you may not be relied on, you never know when your number is going to be called, and just being ready at all times. But he's definitely going to play. Very smart player. To make the right reads ahead of the curve as far as being a rookie.
As a defensive player, if you were having to defend this team and all the weapons, like, what would be your thought process? Would it be like, how are we going to do this? Or like, what would be your mindset?
And you can't get frustrated. You know, we had some 3-on-3 things we were doing today, and I was guarding KD, and he made some tough shots, and their team beat us, and it made it like we just, you know, we struggled. But every shot he had to shoot over me, you know, tough twos, live with it. And the team's going to get so caught up in the atmosphere, the crowd, the energy. You know, they got to learn how to deal with that playing against us with, you know, our team being so offensively able to do so many things.
And Warriors forward Draymond Green speaking to the press here at team headquarters today. Here's some of what he had to say.
This team last year had a really strong collective IQ. Is it maybe a chance of making me even smarter this year? I mean, you get a feel for that yet?
I mean, you definitely get a feel for it. You know, guys are really picking up things really fast. It's not like our offense is that complicated. It's pretty much just reads. But guys are picking it up really fast. You know, I think we definitely added, you know, some guys who are really smart. I think Dave West is one of the smartest players in the league. Zaza's very smart. KD's a smart player. You know, obviously bringing Andy back, Andy's one of the smartest guys. So I think, you know, there's definitely a chance, you know, that continues to raise, along with, you know, guys who've been here who's only going to get smarter with, you know, the more repetition you get, the more you understand something.
Does it make it easier to kind of integrate everybody when you it is just an instinctual offense like that and you aren't trying to go through a whole big playbook of stuff?
I think it definitely makes it a lot easier. You know, instead of trying to remember this and remember that set. And we haven't put in any sets yet. And we played quite a bit, you know, over the last 2 days. And
right.
You know, it's not sloppy. You know, it's been very good at run. I think, you know, just the concepts definitely help.
Just having new energy, new guys.
It's been very good. You know, whether we won a championship last year or not, just coming back with the same team would have been tough, you know, because, like, you need that new blood, that new energy, you know, and it, you know, it pushes guys who's here know, who's already won a championship to say, hey, man, we got to do it again. Like, this is something different. This is a whole new thing. And, you know, it helps give you that energy boost that you need in order to come into a season the right way. And I think having a bunch of new blood definitely helps that.
A guy like David West who sacrificed a ton of money.
Absolutely.
To try to get
you know his motive. And if you leave that much money on the table, you got one motive and one motive only. And you can't question that. You know, so I think it definitely helps. It's great, you know, and just to have guys like that around. Zaza left money on the table, you know. KD left money on the table. Whether you want to face that or not, you can look at the fact and say he signed for 50-something million. If he stayed in OKC, he probably could have signed for 70 or whatever it was. So he left money on the table. But it just shows the motive of guys, what guys want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we want to do that same thing with them.
There's talk that, like, the strength in numbers has diminished and your bench could be weaker this year. But Andre just was saying he thought it could be better with some of the pieces you've added.
I think it definitely can be better. Like I said, you know, some of the pieces that we've added, you know, it's – I think it can be really good for us, you know. But, I mean, when you look at our bench, number one, there's always going to be some type of thought behind what minutes the starters play and how you mix them back in with the bench, number one. Number two, you know, we got Sean and Andre, who's been a staple on that bench, you know, and then you add guys, you know, to our bench that we've added. I mean, that can be special, right? People try to look at David West and say, oh, he's on this salary. That man left money on the table. He still could be making $15 million a year easy, you know. So I think the amount of talent that, you know, we do have on the bench, you know, it can help us out a lot. I think our bench can be better. Obviously, it's not going to be the same continuity because you have to, you know, that's something that you grow into, you know. But overall, I think our bench can be really good. Absolutely. You know, he's a very smart player. You know, he really understands the game. And that's, in planning a system like this, that goes a long way. You know, I can, you know, vouch for that. That goes a long way when you're playing a system like this. So, you know, I think he can definitely help out. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're not going to sit here and try to put pressure on the rookie. You know, if he helps, great. But at the end of the day, he's a rookie and you still have to allow him time to grow.
As the guy who led this team in assists last year, and we know how much you enjoy the good pass, having KD, Clay, Steph, I mean, are you able to wrap your mind around the possibilities for passing the ball and the open the shots and just getting the ball distribution and stuff going on?
I mean, it's, you know, as a guy who loves passing the ball, that's a fun thought, you know. You know, passing those guys the ball and knowing what they can do with it at the same time. We're still going to allow our offense to flow. You know, it's not just me coming down and saying, hey, got three of the best shooters in the NBA and let me pass them the ball. Like, there's still a method to the madness, and you want to do everything within the offense.
Hopefully you have so many playmakers now, because, I mean, Kevin can score, but he also can distribute and do a lot of things. How do you think that will cause you to adjust to this? I mean, Steph, I'm sure he can make plays for guys as well. He averaged 9 assists a few years ago. How do you feel like just in terms of playmaking, how that's
going to
be shared?
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's the one thing that Coach Kerr's continued to harp on. Like, guys, we have so many guys that can make plays. And that's fun. You know, when you have, at any given time, you have 5 guys on the floor that can all make a play. And that's, you know, I mean, that's fun. That's what allows the ball to continue to move. I mean, quite frankly, that's what keeps guys happy. You know, when everybody's touching the ball, whether you're scoring or not, when you just feel involved, it's an amazing feeling. You know, and I think that's going to help our defense, I mean, our offense a lot. You know, just to have so many guys who can make plays on the floor. You find each other, all of a sudden you 5-6 passes, somebody got a wide open shot to make that extra pass because they see someone else open and they knock the shot down. Like, those are daggers. Those are the ones where you're playing, you see a team, you hit that shot, and you just see them drop their shoulders and drop their head. And that's when it's really fun. So, you know, it's great to have that many guys on the floor that can make plays.
All right, that's the scene here on this Wednesday at training camp as we get things set for preseason game number one coming up on Saturday night in Vancouver against the Toronto Raptors. This is Warriors training camp fueled by Gatorade.